Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Clear tonight, lows in the mid-40s. Full forecast details are coming up. Two money-related public hearings ahead of its regular 6:30 p.m. business meeting on the agenda for the Racine Unified School Board tonight. At 5:30 is a hearing on a resolution to authorize general obligation borrowing of up to $33.5 million over a five-year period to accomplish some of the remaining big-ticket facilities items on the master list. At 6 p.m. is a public hearing on the recommended 2017-18 budget, which is technically in place already, but for some of the finer points, which are updated numbers, according to Chief Financial Officer Mark Duff.
We filed our reports and all the aid that's generated off of that last year's numbers, our special education aid, our final equalization aid will be coming out with. And that'll allow us to button up the entire budget and provide you with a tax levy to approve.
Board Vice President Dennis Weiser said during the work session that the budget tracking setup was a big help.
After 10 years of watching school boards from the inside and 20 or 30 years watching them from the outside, this budget tracking report is the first thing I've ever seen in my entire life that allows a board to comfortably track budget development. So this is a huge step forward for us. The questions have been more directed, more intelligent. This is working like gangbusters.
At the last work session, Duff put the tax rate at $9.98 per thousand of assessed valuation. The final vote on the budget is still to come. As for the Racine School Board's business meeting, the only action item is naming the Northwestern Avenue building recommended by staff as the Community Pathways Campus. A little strip of land between the Storino Funeral Home and Northwestern Avenue is technically City of Racine right-of-way, under which there are several utilities, but on which the Public Works and Services Committee felt recently that a revocable occupancy permit would be okay for the business to extend their decorative fencing, but the city engineer doesn't support it. John Rooney could not attend the meeting at which the permit was approved and cited different reasons for not allowing the funeral home's request.
I think this is not the appropriate application of a permitted right-of-way, something permitted in the public right-of-way. And I'm not an attorney either, so I'm not going to tell you what kind of liability that might pose by, you know, the governing body allowing a fence to be put in there. And say the gas company, for some reason, takes them an extra 20 minutes to get at their gas main. I'm just being hypothetical. God forbid an explosion occurs or something. I don't know the answers to those questions, and I'm not going to speak in those terms. But this is the type of encroachment that we generally order removed.
Daryl Storino again explained if the utility companies had to get at their equipment behind the fence underground on his property, he'd eat the cost of tearing down the fence. Over the recommendation against it, the committee supported the same decision as last time, approving the special $150 permit, which is on the report to the Common Council tonight. Kenosha's Public Safety and Welfare Committee recommended to the Common Council for tonight's 7 o'clock meeting that the city implement a waiver system on fees for fire department responses to vehicle fires or hazardous materials calls, which have been around for 11 years. Fire Chief Charles Leipzig Jr. told the committee recently this would be similar to what's in place for rescue calls.
Most of them are well below the level of what we would excuse, and the last one we brought through was a hardship for the person to come in and explain the positions.
Insurance companies cannot apply for waivers, just individuals, and it will require documentation of total family income for the city to compare with the scale of forgiveness. Also on tonight's Kenosha Council meeting are capital improvement program funding changes towards Simmons Island Park improvements and to finish up dredging the Lincoln Park Lagoon. Some unexpected excitement to start the work week for employees of the Dousman Bus Company at 28401 Wilmont Road in Kenosha County, as three school buses caught fire about 6 a.m. Salem Lakes Fire Rescue and Randall Fire Units were dispatched along with sheriff's deputies. The first report from the scene indicated two buses fully engulfed in flames and one catching fire. Then a few minutes later, a total of three were burning. Bristol Fire Rescue was added to the response, along with a water tank truck from the town of Wheatland. How the fire started remains under investigation. While all this was going on, the other buses left the complex for their designated schools. The Milwaukee VA Medical Center and Regional Veterans Benefits Administration will hold a Veteran Town Hall in Union Grove, 12:30 to 2:30 p.m. this Thursday. The event takes place at Post 171 American Legion at 1027 New Street. Free parking is available. The Milwaukee VA holds a quarterly town hall in the Milwaukee area and at least once a year at each clinic location. This is the second visit to Union Grove since March. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.